She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 172, Learn How to Get More of What You Want with Stephanie D'Alfonso.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hello, friends. You are tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. So excited you guys are here. This week's podcast episode with Stephanie D'Alfonso is perfect for you if you are someone who is ready to take back your joy and take hold of your own destiny and bring positivity into your world. So I sit down with Stephanie D'Alfonso, who shares a multitude of ways for people to harness their energy as well as managing and relieving their stress and anxiety through various self-help methods. I don't know about you guys, but being an entrepreneur, things can get a little crazy and a little stressful here and there, where sometimes you think to yourself, what am I even doing? Is this right? Is this the correct step? Am I a fraud? All these things come to our mind. And Stephanie also shares with us about how that most of the time we are the ones to say the nastiest things about ourselves and we become our biggest critics. But awareness of these thoughts is not the cure to eliminating negativity in our lives. The next step is to practice a form of affirmations, where Stephanie in this podcast episode demonstrates and actually walks us through what she asks her clients to do and pose them as questions based off of a book called Affirmations by Noah St. John. So if you are someone who is ready to bring joy back into your life, to find a sense of peace and balance, especially when you're building your business, then this podcast episode with Stephanie is perfect for you. Oh, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I know there are some gentlemen that listen to this, so we're going to loop you into this. But we are back for another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast, and we have Miss Stephanie D'Alfonso, who is an intuitive women's coach, a hypnotist, yoga teacher, and a whole bunch of more hats, including her first job was a celebrity radio DJ. That is so awesome. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Really, like, just, you know, we were talking before you hit record that it was divine intervention that you and I connected today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to pretend that, like, I never even said all that stuff in the beginning and I just press record and we're going right into the conversation.
Awesome.
That we're having before. But maybe before we do that, why don't you share with us kind of your story and journey and how you got to where you are today and what you're doing and serving people?
So thanks for asking. So I had this really fun career. I mean, so many people laugh when they hear me say, yeah, I was a celebrity radio DJ. But it was, I didn't know anything about the law of attraction. But when I was 14, I knew I was going to get on the radio and I made it happen. But like many, many women, we give away our careers to follow our husbands. And that's what I did. I gave up my career to follow my husband and raise our family. And we did two cross-country moves. And yeah, that was crazy, the cross-country moves. But then after the second one, we landed where we are now. We live in Connecticut. And I'm now unemployed. I am a stay-at-home mom. I have no career to fall back on. And oh, my husband is given a life-threatening health diagnosis. Yeah. So he needed to have a liver transplant. And there was, like, really the odds were that that wasn't going to happen. And so now I'm a stay-at-home mom, no career, nothing to fall back on, the very real possibility that my husband might die and leave me to, you know, fend for ourselves. How am I going to take care of my kids? So, all right, I can go to coaching school. And back then that was, like, you know, cutting edge technology to be able to do it on the internet and on the phone. So I started learning how to be a coach. And then I went on, I'd already been doing EFT tapping, which is an energy technique, which is phenomenal. I'd been doing that for many, many years. And that led me into learning hypnosis. And so I reinvented myself. And, you know, thank God I did, because, you know, what I do is so amazing and so powerful. And thankfully, again, the synchronicity of you and I, the day that we're recording this is his 14th anniversary of a successful transplant.
No way.
Yes way.
That's awesome. Congratulations. How incredible.
Thank you. And I share that, Amanda, and I shared it on social media today also to remind people, and I'll ask each of your listeners, if you're not signed up to be an organ donor, please consider it, because were it not for this incredibly generous stranger in Texas who we never found out who he was, my husband wouldn't be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful story, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's crazy talking about coincidence before we got on the call.
Like, I know.
That energy of what your husband went through and what you guys went through, and 14 years later, like, that's incredible.
Yeah, and I love being able to share that, because I think that it, at least I really hope, Amanda, that it, if it reaches one person where they say, oh, you know what, I'm going to take the leap, I'm going to have the courage to reinvent myself. Because when we got that diagnosis, I had a choice. I could go, you know, cry in the corner and, what am I going to do? Or I could pick up my big girl panties and reinvent myself. And I have. So it's possible.
Mm-hmm. What led you to deciding going down the route that you did with, you know, intuitiveness and hypnosis, EFT tapping and things like that?
So as I said, I had learned EFT back in the mid-90s when Gary Craig actually was first introducing EFT, again, cutting-edge technology. My last radio job was doing the morning show, and so my sleep was wrecked. I had horrible, horrible insomnia. So I did what most people do, and I trotted off to the doctor, and he said, well, you have insomnia. Here's a prescription. And it worked for a short time. And then it didn't work anymore. And I was like, holy moly. And I learned this EFT tapping, and I learned how to sleep again. And so
what is that, EFT tapping, like?
Okay. It is absolutely. Okay. So great. Amanda, think of something that happened recently that you got stressed about it. And your listeners too, do this along with us, as long as you're not driving.
Oh, gosh.
So,
okay.
Can you think about something that you know, you were stressed about, and can still get in touch with that? So give it a number. You don't have to, content free. You don't have to tell us anything about it, but just 0 to 10. 0 is not at all. 10 is through the roof. How much are you feeling that stress right now?
No, I can say the number, probably like 5 or 6.
Okay. Awesome.
And then,
okay. It, of course it is. That's why this works so well, because we carry that. We still carry it with us, but I'm going to teach you like the simplest way to just knock it down. So hopefully all of you listening have gotten in touch with that and gotten your number. Now take your index finger and your middle finger of your dominant hand. So it doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed. And take those two fingers and gently tap continuously right between your eyebrows.
Wait.
Just nice and gentle.
Okay.
Right? And while you're doing that, say, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Now take those same two fingers to the outside of your eye. Again, it doesn't matter if it's your left or your right eye, but you'll feel there's only the bone on the outside of your eye. Again, continuously tapping there and say, letting it go.
Letting it go.
And now you're going to move to the middle under your eye, like right on your cheekbone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, continuous gentle tapping and say, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Now, this next one, Amanda, I'm going to guide you to do it, but I'm going to ask you not to do it, because with the microphone, it'll be like, what?
Okay.
All right. But listeners, go ahead and actually do it. Take your whole hand and tap on your collarbone where you would knot a tie.
Oh.
Again, just gentle, continuous tapping. Amanda, you could just, to get the effects, you could just rub there for a second and say, letting it go.
Letting it go.
And then take your dominant hand and squeeze your opposite wrist. Take a nice breath in and out. And then extend your hands out front and say, peace. and check in. Yeah, it's not as intense as it was, is it?
No. What is it? What's the like fundamental behind that, or the connection between the tapping though? Or what, I guess what's the science behind it?
It's like acupuncture without needles. And I know you just talked about acupuncture. So again, hello, here's the synchronicity again. So when you can do this in the moment, right? You don't have to like, oh, okay, I'm really stressed out. Now let me call the acupuncturist. Let me drive across town. Let them put the needles. No, it's healing at your fingertips. Mm. It's healing at your fingertips. And so that version is called Faster EFT. And listeners, if you want to know more, learn more about this, I have tons of resources on my website, which is my name, and also a bunch of videos on YouTube. Because it's this simple, Amanda. This is like the tagline of my business is simple shifts, lasting changes. Because, you know, I'm considerably older than you, and I have the wisdom now of understanding that, oh my gosh, we want to make things so complicated. And when we break it down into simple shifts like this, whoa, that puts the control of your emotions back in your hands. Yeah. And that's so empowering, isn't it?
It totally is. And I, like, for the listeners and, I mean, just now in this conversation, I feel like I've always been a pretty a self-aware person, but I will say, like, as the older I've gotten and the more curious I've gotten, there are certain things that I'm like, oh, okay. Now, like, when I, let's say, I don't know, 3 years ago when I was watching someone else talk about a certain thing, like, let's say their intuition or this energy and really understanding it, I just kind of looked at it and it was like, oh, okay, like, cool. Like, the bug must not have, like, tapped me or something. And now I'm like in this space where I think, like, this level of consciousness, I'm like, okay, I want to understand it more because there's something here. And the people, like, the more that I start talking to people and the people who I look up to and that are successful, like, know all about this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I definitely, and, you know, coincidence and like opening yourself up to the energy and the energy flow, whether, like, no matter what it is, it's just, it's fascinating to me. And it's kind of like your intuition's a muscle. The more that you can practice using that and trust, like, it'll
exactly
more times than not. And it's awesome.
And look who you're attracting into your life right now, as you're saying, you know, okay, yes, universe, I'm really ready to embrace all this. And look who you're attracting into your world.
I know. It's like, it's the craziest thing. Like, it's awesome. And it's like the right people show up at the right time, and the people that, like, are to move out, not, I don't know what the correct term is, but, like, not move out, but, you know, that you kind of cycle out, maybe.
People come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Reason, season, or lifetime. I like that.
Yeah, because then there's, like, no judgment around it. It's like, oh, okay, I had a season with you, and that's great. Thank you. You know, blessings.
Mm-hmm. You're like, thanks. Okay, goodbye.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then it opens up for new experiences and new people to come in.
Yep, clearing that out. Talk to us about, like, you know, before the call, we were talking about subconscious and consciousness and that sort of level. Like, even though you're consciously aware making a decision, there's still a subconscious.
How, oh my gosh,
do you rewire, like, explain the difference, and then talk to us about how do you rewire your subconscious to reflect the actions of your consciousness.
Okay, great discussion here. So if we think about our brains in terms of an iceberg, you know, you only see like 5% of the iceberg above the surface. 90, 95% of that iceberg is below the surface. And that is exactly representative of our itty bitty conscious mind above the surface and our really powerful subconscious mind below the surface. So I don't know how somebody quantified this, but, you know, I've heard it said that we think 60,000 thoughts a day.
Oh my gosh.
Of those 60,000 thoughts a day, 95% of them are the same. So that's 54,000 thoughts that we're having today that we had yesterday and the day before and the day before. Oh, wait, it gets even crazier, Amanda, because of those, 80% are negative. So that means that we're thinking over 40, 43,000 negative thoughts a day, and we're not even aware of it.
That is absolutely ludicrous.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? So the first step is to start turning up the volume on the awareness of what we're saying, to ourselves, because, you know, nobody's going to see and raise your hand if you talk nasty to yourself like you would never talk to someone else. My hand's raised. I'll tell you that.
Both my hands are raised. What up?
Right. I mean, we all do this. It's just to what extent. And as we start turning up the awareness on it, then it gives us the opportunity to change it. All right. You talked about the Dale Carnegie four phases of need, want, can, will. And, you know, your listeners can go back and listen to that episode to really understand it. But that's when, like, you've got to turn up the awareness first before you can do those four phases, right? Because when we don't have the awareness, we're saying the same thing over and over again, how are we going to change, right? And that being said, you know, that's not enough. It's not enough to just say, okay, I'm going to turn up the awareness, because then you do have the possibility of turning up the awareness and making that into a negative where you start judging yourself and, oh man, I can't believe I'm doing it again, all I ever do, right? So that's not a good pattern. So many people ascribe to affirmations. And Louise Hay, God bless her, she is like my role model. I want to be like her. I want to do my craft until I take my last breath. She's the only person I know that has ever really said, affirmations changed my life. You know, when you have these conflicting subconscious beliefs, so if you're 50 pounds overweight and you start giving yourself the affirmations of I'm lean and healthy and at my ideal weight, what's going on under the surface? No, not happening. So it's pushing up against that affirmation. So instead, there is a book called Affirmations by Noah St. John. And, you know, you can go get the book, or I can just explain it to you right now. Absolutely brilliant, Amanda. Brilliant, because it turns it around. So instead of we make these affirmations, we make these statements that we don't believe to be true. So we, you know, no, we're pushing up against that. Instead, we write it out as a question. And I'd really strongly recommend, I'm so into asking people to write things by hand, because it wires it in our brain in a much different way than if we just clack it out on a keyboard. So we write it in a question. So instead of, oh, I'm at my ideal weight and I easily lose 50 pounds, no, going on under the surface. Instead, we write it out as a question. Why am I easily dropping this excess weight? And then I take it a step farther and add, and so it is, thank you. Because expressing that gratitude, and there's a real power in three, when we express that gratitude, we're putting those great energetic vibrations out into the universe. And now we're harnessing the power of our subconscious mind to be like our Google search, right? So why am I easily dropping this weight? Well, because I stopped going to McDonald's for lunch. Or, oh, because I started walking with my friend after dinner. Our mind starts looking out for the answers. Well, why am I losing this weight?
That is really powerful to shift it into a question. Yeah. And I just I wrote that down and,
well, and my son is 25 now, and when he graduated from college, he graduated without a job, and we were so shocked because he graduated at the top of his class. And, you know, he all through high school and college had called me a woo-woo crackpot. And
you're like, yeah. You just wait. I was talking to someone about yoga or whatever, and how there's this emotional tie to your hips, or I've never done the research, but I've been in a handful of yoga classes where they talk about the release of energy in between your hips can make you emotional. And Someone was kind of like, oh, there's like no scientific, nothing with yoga. And I'm like, well, I don't know about you, but I'm not real. Like, I don't remember details enough to defend it like that. But I'm like, everyone who does yoga is pretty happy. So I'm like, I'm just going to follow that.
Some of us call the hips the junk drawer where we store all of our junky emotions.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. That's probably it.
Well, so here's my son. He, was, you know, he didn't have a job. And I said, well, you know, honey, do you want to try this thing called affirmations? And, you know, he was hanging out in Starbucks at that time, you know, doing his job search and stuff. So he did it. He started writing out, you know, why is it easy for me to find the ideal job? And then he took it a step farther and he started listing out the reasons why. He takes a snapshot of his, you know, of it with his phone and sends it to me. Now, I'm not going to tell him, honey, you know, you weren't supposed to write the answers. Why not? That worked for him. Well, sure enough, he landed a great job. Well, I helped him move down. It was in the Florida Keys. And we get down there, and Negative Ned was the guy who checked us in at the condo that I had reserved for us to, you know, look for a place for him. Negative Ned was, oh, the housing market here is horrible. He's never going to be able to find anything, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, we got in the condo, and I said, cancel, don't listen to him. So we started doing, why is it so easy? Why is it so easy? Well, sure enough, Amanda, my son, who previously called me the woo-woo crackpot mom, found a place to live, a two-room suite in a three-story mansion with an elevator, steps from the beach.
What? Shut up.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm going to do that. I'm doing this like right after we get off of this call.
So I wrote a blog about that because I think, you know, it's great for me to talk about, you know, all right, I believe in this and la, 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 la. But then when I can bring it down to, he was maybe 23 at the time, you know, a 23-year-old who didn't believe in any of this stuff and then not once but twice had these amazing results. And then a third time, because now he's living with his fiance where they want to live at a great job. You know, so this stuff works. It's not just, you know, I don't like to just talk about concepts. I like to either teach how to do it and or give real life examples so that people listening can go, well, hey, if that guy can do it, I can too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you on the providing practical steps versus just giving like concepts or a story of like, oh, this is what it can do. Okay, but share why and how. Talk to us more about some of the clients and the people that you work with and some of their situations that maybe the listeners can relate to as well, especially if they're listening and they're in a job that they're not super excited about, and like helping them listen more to the intuition and what's speaking to them and what are some things that they can do to like clear the energy to open themselves up to actually be able to hear.
So some of the stuff that we've already talked about doing the affirmations, you know, I can't recommend doing EFT or faster EFT more highly, and to start beginning to do these practices on a daily basis, because, you know, well, like we'll start, we'll do something and then we'll just forget about it and our life stays the same. But if we think about it in terms of brushing our teeth, we brush our teeth every day, hopefully twice a day.
Yeah.
And we do this to prevent the buildup of plaque and tartar, to prevent cavities. But we don't preemptively take care of our stress and anxiety levels. So if we start doing these on a regular basis, and, you know, I've been doing this so long that, you know, I've learned human nature is, yeah, we learn something, that's great, we go gangbusters for a couple of days and it starts to slack off. So I'm really clear with my clients that we have our initial sessions are exactly 1 week apart, because without that reinforcement of, okay, great, then it's too easy to get started and then run out of gas and there it is. So if that's the only takeaway you get from listening to this show today is that you start some kind of a self-care practice on a daily basis, I promise you, you can start to change your life. That being said, EFT and hypnosis are just some of the modalities modalities that I use. And there are people on the internet and, you know, and who have books and they have, you know, here's an EFT tapping script that you can use. Here is a hypnosis script that you can use. One size doesn't fit all. So when you're working, when you have, you know, deeper level stuff that you want to work on, you really need to work with someone. Because I do. I go to other healers and other coaches because I can't see around my own blind spots. So I'm really, really, really strong about, you know, these scripts. Don't do it. Because true confession, I was a smoker and I smoked through both my pregnancies. My son that I just talked about, it has asthma. And, you know, I see the connection there. But my relationship with smoking is very different than a 50-year-old man who works on Wall Street. Right. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is reading the same quit smoking hypnosis script, what are the chances? Right.
What, can you talk a little bit more about like hypnosis and what is the power behind that? And I've been hypnotized twice, but I will say, like, the one time that I do remember, it was about a year ago, and it's so, like, I would not let whatever consciousness just, I would not let go. I was, like, fighting it. So I, I wasn't really hypnotized. They left me on stage, but okay, I was, like, so, I was going between the conscious and, like, the what is going on? No, this isn't practical. What? And, like.
Right. So, you know, you're in a stage hypnosis show. You're on stage and you have, you know, you're a very strong-willed woman. I can get that.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, when I used to go to the hypnosis conventions and they would do the stage shows, they would never in a million years get me up on stage where they're filming it so you can watch it in posterity. And I'm going to get up there and make a fool of myself? Uh-uh.
You're like, no, thanks.
But that isn't at all like the hypnosis, the therapeutic hypnosis that I practice, where, you know, I'm all about empowering you. And so, you know, if you and I were going to work together, you would easily go there because I wouldn't even try to go there with you until you trusted me. And that is the first bridge. If somebody's going to work with a hypnotist, you have to trust them. Like, you know, you have to trust them. That being said, a hypnotist cannot make you do something you don't want to do. And I am so, so clear on that, that, you know, stuff we see in the movie and TVs, it's not, you know, it's for entertainment purposes. So hypnosis is something that we all experience on a regular basis. If you're driving down the highway and you get to your office and you're like, well, I don't remember the drive, you got there safely. It's called highway hypnosis. I remember when my daughter came back from driver's ed one night going, Mom, we talked about highway hypnosis. If you go to the movie theaters and you're so into what's going on and they want you to jump and you jump in your seat, or they want you to cry and you feel yourself starting to tear up. These are hypnosis experience. It is simply a focused state of awareness.
Okay. I can definitely, I can see that for sure.
Yeah. And now, oh my gosh, people with their video games and technology, my Lord, that is absolute hypnosis. Like, you so into it that the rest of the world dissolves.
Yeah, which can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. What, talk to us about, I know when recording this today, I talked about Reiki, but I don't, like, in your terms, I would love for you to share exactly what it is and, like, what you know about it.
So Reiki is healing energy, and I'm a Reiki practitioner, although I do not do hands-on healing. Energy is energy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to be right there. I am a runaway Catholic. And so you think about Jesus and how he would, you know, laying on of the hands. He's not the only one. Like, I'm sorry if anybody is, you know, offended by that, but I really don't believe my experience and, you know, my life purpose is that, you know, he was an incredibly special man, but he's not the only one. So a lot of people do practice hands-on Reiki, and that's great. And when you've experienced it, it can be so incredibly powerful. And yet you can also send it distantly, right? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it in terms, prayer. You know, when you're praying for someone who's across the country, and, you know, back when my husband was on the liver transplant list, it was early days of the internet, and I was sending out emails to everybody in my email address, asking them to send out emails to everybody in their email's address, and on and on and on. So we had people all over the country praying for us that we didn't even know. And so they're sending this healing energy to us. So the Reiki can be hands-on, or it doesn't have to be. It's just like another of the many hats I wear is as an essential oil educator. I love essential oils. They're such a huge part of my physical and mental health care. And I was introduced to them by my intuitive chiropractor. And then I told her one day that I work, you know, I'm using them as I'm working with clients, and I work distantly. I work over the internet and on the phone. And she was like, "What? What? You're using it for somebody in California?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, why not?" Like, it didn't occur to me that it wouldn't work. Right. And it did. Like, so I'll, sometimes all of my sessions are completely different now because I don't have a structure. I just trust my intuition and check. So, you know, maybe before I get on a call, I'll be guided to go pull an angel card, or maybe I'll be guided to get an essential oil. And so I'll say, "Oh, well, I was guided to get this essential oil for you, and this is what it, you know, what it means emotionally." And they'll start crying because it's exactly what's going on in their life right now.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, but as we are opening up, it's kind of interesting how, along with technology has certainly opened up and connected the world in a very different way. Well, so is the energy.
How have you seen the energy shift now that we have like technology as a way to connect with people? But like, what's your personal take on that?
Yin and yang, really, on both sides of the corner. Because again, my daughter's 28 now. This is 24 years ago, when she was 4 years old, a 6-year-old boy down the street had one of the very first handheld video games. And I was like, that doesn't look so good, because he's not interacting with any of the other kids. Mm-hmm. And so I've watched this transpire. So there are the things that are maybe not so great about it. But then think about all the amazing things. How would you and I ever have connected without the internet?
The superhighway.
Right. Right. And so also, I think that the transmission of knowledge has also helped on a holistic way, where, we were steeped in, traditional Western medicine, MD, authority. And so back in 1991, Dr. John Sarno, he's a medical doctor, wrote this controversial book called Healing Back Pain. And medical community they wanted to just string him up, because this medical doctor is saying, "Hey, all back pain is rooted in emotional pain. Heal the emotional pain, heal your back pain." What? Mm. Howard Stern is one of his biggest fans, because he claims that he cured his back pain from reading John Sarno's book. So that was really controversial. And then if you look at what's happening now, I am super excited that MDs are writing these books about energy medicine, about holistic techniques. You've got Dr. Christiane Northrup, whose latest book, Making Life Easy, is all about, she's talking about EFT tapping and Reiki and all these other energy techniques. And you've got Dr. Kelly Brogan, again, another MD, A Mind of Your Own, where she is a psychiatrist who says, pharmaceuticals? No. Yeah. Here's the way to do it. Dr. Lisa Rankin, again, another medical doctor, Mind Over Medicine. So, the transmission of this information wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be able to get out there in as big a way if it were not for the internet. Mm-hmm. So there really are both sides.
Yeah. And even going, diving into what you said about the pharmaceuticals and the medicine. That was something that as a child growing up in my family, like medicine was always kind of a reactive, like, here, just do this, take that.
Right.
Oh, you don't feel well, do that. Where that environment has propelled me to like be in the mindset of where I am, where I'm like, no, don't take medicine, or like, you know, figure out the root cause before going to something that is like just a one and done quick fix. So yeah.
Well, and there's another guy that I would love for you to check out, Amanda. He is Anthony William, the medical medium.
And I think I've heard of him.
You know, for some people, this is just like, whoa, way too far out there. But he's saying that he hears from spirit. And I've gotten both of his books. I got to see him in person, and he's the real deal. And his latest book, he's talking about using plants as medicine, fruits and vegetables. And, you know, if you are dealing with this, these are the foods, the fruits and the vegetables for you to be adding in your diet. He's real big on organic wild blueberries, which I have every single day. If it's too controversial for you, you know, you take what works for you and let the rest go. But Amanda, I think you'd really be interested in diving into this a little bit.
Oh yeah, I definitely will check it out, because every time I get sick, I'm like, why am I sick? Is it because I was like run down? My immune system, is something happening? Like, what is going on? So no, I'm totally tracking with that. And we got a couple minutes left, and there's a couple questions I want to ask you. One is, what are you still talking about, like just your business and in itself, what is something that you're still working on in your business, whether it's like operationally, growth, personal development?
Yeah, it's the operation part, because, you know, most of us who have our own business don't want to have to do the business stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, again, interesting that we're having this conversation on this day, because January 1st of this year, my dear, dear entrepreneurial sister had a big, long conversation with me, really urging me to get rid of my assistant that I had last year. And that was tough. That was a really big thing. But boy, I needed to, because I'll just leave it at that. And so I have a new assistant, and now I have somebody who's really got my back. So who's, you know, I have really taken control as the CEO of my business, instead of handing it over to someone else and trusting them. Because if you have your own business, no one is going to be as concerned about your business as you are.
Amen. Definitely on that one.
Yeah.
What is, and go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've heard this from so many people. I've heard this from women like Marianne Williamson. I remember hearing her years ago talking about this. So I don't know if it's like more prevalent with, you know, women who are a little more in the spiritual realm, but I've heard this from so many, you know, some big, big names, where they said they handed out, they trusted. And that's the thing. I'm not saying don't trust people, but don't blindly trust them.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make sure that it's a good fit. And that, and especially if like the first time, not that you've gotten burned or anyone's gotten burned, it's just then when you go back to seek out another one, I'm sure there's probably a little bit more hesitation just because of the previous experience that had.
Well, and lessons, they're learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, last question I have for you is, what is your, like, what's one of your favorite books?
I've got a couple right now. Yeah. Danielle Laporte's new one, White Hot Truth.
Oh my awesome. God, I was just listening to her interview with Lewis Howes the other day.
Oh,
I was
awesome.
Biking to workout class in the morning. Okay.
Awesome. That is. I just, whoa, I have to go do a second dive through it, because I highlighted so much of it. Also, if you think you might be an empath, you've got to get Judith Orloff's book, The Empath's Survival Guide. Again, my entrepreneurial sister was like, I can't believe you didn't know this about yourself. But I really didn't even know what an empath was till just about a year ago. And I saw something, you know, on Facebook, and I was like, wow, that's me. And then I read her book, and it was like, oh my gosh,
like,
this
really
explains so much now.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get that for one of my friends. She had a pretty, she went through like a pretty deep spiritual awakening over like the last year and was suggested that she is in going down the empath route. And so, yeah, that would be a good book for her.
So, and tell her, because, you know, you then have the opportunity, you know, you can hear I'm taking it and I'm like so empowered by it going, well, now that I understand that, great, I can do this in, you know, in a different way. But then I'm also hearing some people that are like, wah, I'm an empath, wah.
Oh, no, like, she's going, yeah. She yeah. would be on that path. She, or not, right. the, not the wah,
no,
wah,
on,
wah-ny
with
path,
me.
The, yeah, she'd be tracking with you.
All right. And then one more book. It's The Book of Joy from the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Okay.
Because who doesn't want more joy in their lives?
Right? Like, what? We only got one life. You got to choose.
Right.
You know, that's awesome.
I have a little sign next to me right now and I can see it in gold letters. Choose joy.
Mm-hmm. Life's too short. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Right. Oh, Stephanie, thank you so much. I can't believe like our time is already like wrapped up and done. I wish we could continue like talking.
It's you're so awesome. This has been just a fabulous conversation, Amanda. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.